Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Millions of Muslims are making the Hajj, the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Millions of Muslims from around the world will make their way to Mecca in Saudi Arabia, the most sacred piece of real estate as far as the Muslim people are concerned. Many non-Muslims hear about the Hajj, but they have no idea what it's all about. It's an Islamic tradition that has been going on for now over 1,400 years. My broadcast partner, Usama Dakdak, who was actually born in Egypt in the Islamic world, explains the Hajj to each of us.
Yes, the word pilgrimage in English, the word Hajj in Arabic is pilgrimage in English. People travel to Mecca from all over Saudi Arabia to visit and worship their gods. There were 360 gods. One of them actually is the black stone, which Muhammad worshipped all his life before he claimed to be a prophet until even his death. He continued to worship his black stone. So that is one of the five pillars which Muslims teach in America, but there are actually seven pillars because the other two, they don't talk about da'wah, which is Muslimizing America, or jihad, which is killing Americans who refuse to accept Islam. But pillar number five is the pillar of Hajj. That's where Muslims go and visit the empty space where they used to have all their gods, the 359 whom Muhammad crushed and destroyed when he became dictator in the land.
What actually do the Muslim people do when they get to Mecca? They just march around it and worship? What do they actually do?
So stoning Satan, and that is throwing some small tiny rocks in this valley and running between two mountains and going to circle around the Kaaba and all this old tradition which used to exist in the worship of idols before Muhammad was born. Why Muhammad kept all that, I have no idea. It's just nonsense.
It certainly is nonsense, Usama. Even the stoning of Satan. Usama Dakdak giving us this report, insight into the Hajj. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Islam, though not mentioned in the Bible, is a major player in the end times. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As I said, Islam is not mentioned in the Bible. However, it is the lowest common denominator in the coalition of nations that will come against the Jewish state at the beginning of the tribulation period. These nations are listed in Ezekiel chapter 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. This alignment of nations will form and do what they can to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Though there may be some infighting going on among these nations today, with 1.8 billion Muslims in this world, they'll be able to get back on track. Bottom line, they will align to try to destroy the Jewish state. The Middle East is ready for that alignment to take place, and it could happen very soon. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...